Today's daf is Kinim, daf Chav Dalet. We are holding the third parak of Maseches Kinim. So we mentioned I mentioned when we started Kinim that there are a lot of things I could do in 3 days, but Kinim isn't one of them. So it is fairly challenging. Third parak particularly is probably the most challenging. We're going to stick with, again, just the Shitas HaRash, how to understand the Mishnayos. If you really want to do Kinim well, it involves much, much, much more time. My father-in-law has spent over a decade learning Maseches Kinim, and he's posted 3 shiurim going through Maseches Kinim in much greater clarity with consideration for many more Rishonim on YU Torah. But I'm just going to, again, do my best. I'm still not sure if I understand this, but I'm going to do my best to go through this parak with the rush. Now, someone peeked ahead and said, it's not 3 days, it's 3.5 days, because tomorrow, Chafayamid Aleph is also Kinim, but rest assured, Chafayamid Aleph, once you get past the first 5 words of Daf Chafayamid Aleph, after that it's very easy. It's nothing to do with the calculations and the Kinim. So tomorrow's Daf, we're pretty much already out of Maseches Kinim, so we need to try to do our best to understand today's Daf. So we are beginning the third parak of Maseches Kinim, and it was also brought to my attention that I keep referring to where on the page the rush that I'm reading is. And it's at the bottom of the page, and it's this many lines from the bottom, and I'm told that, and I just saw that Art Scroll has a completely different Surah Sadaf for the rush, so forget everything I say about where the rush is, but let's just do our best to find the rush. Had I known, I would have used the Art Scroll Surah Sadaf to locate the different rushes that I'm going to be reading, but I need to read them as I'm going sometimes just to be able to understand them, so it's not like I'm reading them just... I can't do it without reading them sometimes, that's what I mean to say. So it says Mishnah, Bamedvar Mamurim, when is the entire first 2 prakam of our Mishnayos of this Masechta have all been talking about Bekohen Hanimlach, about a Kohen who various confusions happen, birds fly here, they fly there, so he wants to know what to do. So he asks a Talmud Chacham, he asks a Rabbi, what am I supposed to do? What's the halacha? So that's the right thing to do. He asks in advance, what's the appropriate thing to do? So the first 2 prakim have dealt with how we would instruct the Kohen to proceed in bringing the karbanos. Fine. Aval b'Kohen she'eino nimlach, but our parak is going to deal with a Kohen that didn't ask. A Kohen just did. He brought karbanos and he did it wrong. So now we need to know how many karbanos you were yotzei, how many you were not yotzei, and based on how many you were yotzei, we then need to figure out how many more you're going to have to bring. So whereas up until now, since nothing was done wrong, b'di'evan, nothing was done wrong, all we had to do was instruct going forward, this parak is going to deal with figuring out what went wrong and instructing based on that going forward. So it's an entirely different angle to take the whole Masechta. So, al v'koin she'eino nimlach, achas luzu v'achas luzu, shtayim luzu, shtayim luzu, shalosh luzu v'shalosh luzu. If you have a Kohen that doesn't ask what to do, and let's say... each woman had 1 kan, each woman had 2 kans, each woman had 3 kans, also kulun lamala mechza kasher mechza pasel. So let's say several women come, each of them has 2 kan stumas, and he does half of them lamala, half of them lamata, so half of them are going to be kasher, and half of them are, I'm sorry, he doesn't do half, he does all of them lamala, so he treats them all like a carbon ola, because as we said, ayin ayin, the olas ha'of is lamala, that was the mnemonic that the Mefarish had on the first daf of Maseches Kinim. So all the olos have to be lamala, but the chato'os have to be lamata. He did all of them lamala, so half are going to be kasher, half are going to be pasul. The half that are kasher are the karbanos ola. The half that are pasul, the karbanos chato'os. Very straightforward. Kulam lamata, if he does them all lamata, which means he treated them all like a chatas, that was the test, that was the mnemonic, chatas lamata, right? So test, if he does them all lamata, mechza kasher, mechza pasul, so then half are going to be kasher, half are going to be pasul, because the ones that were chataos are kasher, but if you bring a carbon ola lamata, that is clearly going to be pasul. Chetzion lamala, v'chetzion lamatan, so what if he does half lamala, half lamata, So esh shalemalan mechza kasher mechza pasul, ves shalematan mechza kasher mechza pasul. What the ones that he brought lamala are half kasher, half pasul. The ones that he brought lamata are half kasher, half pasul. Why would that be the case? Why don't we assume, let's say, that he brought all the olos lamata and all the chatos lamala, and therefore everything is bad? So you have to realize we're talking about a kanstuma over here. So he gets to make the call on what's what. So the Rush explains, I'm not going to say where, but the Rush explains, Chetzi Lamala, wherever it is in Yisur Sadaf, Chetzi Lamala, Chetzi Lamata, Midalid Predin Mu'uravin, Asu Beis Lamala, Beis Lamata. He has four birds that are all mixed together, and he does two of them Lamala, and two of them Lamata. The most that could be possible, again, we're always going to assume worst case scenario. Worst case scenario is that half of them are possible. Because here's what happened. Rachel brought you a set of birds, and Leah brought you a set of birds. They're both kanstumo, so as far as Rachel's concerned, she doesn't care which one of hers you bring as Nola and which one you bring as a Chattas. And as far as Leah's concerned also, she doesn't care which one you bring as Nola, which one you bring as a Chattas. But here's what you can't do. You can't bring both of Rachel's as an Ola and both of Leah's as a Chattas, or vice versa, because each one has to bring, Rachel needs an Ola and a Chattas, and Leah needs an Ola and a Chattas. But you mix them all together, so you have no idea which one you brought where, and you brought half Lamala, half Lamata. But worst case scenario is that you brought both of Rachel's Lamala and both of Leah's Lamata. Or both of Rachel's Lamata and both of Leah's Lamala. That's the worst case scenario. Best case scenario is that you brought one of Rachel's and one of Leah's Lamala, one of Rachel's, one of Leah's Lamata. But we're not allowed to assume best case scenario. If it was best case scenario, everything would be fine. We have to assume worst case scenario. So the worst case scenario is you brought both of Rachel's birds Lamala, let's say. So if you did that, well, the one that is, one of Rachel's birds is supposed to be an Ola. Great. So you did that one wonderfully. But the other one of Rachel's birds is then supposed to be a chatas, so you messed that one up. So that's half. Half of them are kosher. And in terms of Leah's birds, you brought them both lamata. One of them is supposed to be a chatas. That's great. One of them is not supposed to be a chatas. Not so great. So that's what the Rush continues. Davim ha'ikan shalish achas kulam lamala v'shalacharis kulam lamata niflu mizuola mizu chatas. If the kind of Rachel was all done lamala and the kind of Leah was all done lamata, so you have one pasul lola, one pasul chatas v'yaviu kan v'yisnu, and you therefore have to bring another kan and make it to Im Olash, I mean the Rachel and Leah have to get together, bring another kan and make a tanai on it. Im Olash Allah Kreva v'chata shali. If your Ola was brought properly and my chatas was brought properly, tezu Olash shali v'chata shalach. Good, then this kan will make up for my Ola and your chatas. Vim lehipuch yalehipuch. And if it was the reverse, so then this kan should be the reverse. So that should be their tanai and bring their new kan. Vim kvar niftarnu shekol kan v'kan kar v'chetzi l'mata v'chetzi l'mala. And if by some accident the Kohen did it right and he actually brought, we actually are already Yotzei our Chiyuv, so Tei Olas Nadova V'chata Baal Safek Ve'en Nechelas. So then this Kan that we're bringing now should be a Nadova, but the only thing is when you bring a Nadova, both birds are supposed to be an Ola, but they can't over here because it's just in case they're missing a Chatas. So one of the Olas will be a Nadova, and the other Chatas is a Chatas HaBaal HaSafek, so it's a Nechelas, won't get eaten, but it's a Chatas HaBaal HaSafek. So that's the deal that they make. But the worst case scenario over here is that at least half of them are going to be kosher. At least half of them are going to be pasul. Not at least half. At least half are going to be kosher. Most half are going to be pasul. Chetzin lamala v'chetzin lamatan. Let's say he brought half lamala, half lamata. Esha lamalan mechza kosher mechza pasul. Vesha lamatan mechza kosher mechza pasul. I just read that, right? Okay. Next Mishnah. Achas lezu, shtayim lezu, v'shalosh lezu, v'esu lezu, mei lezu. One woman has one kan, another woman has two, another has three. These numbers now become imprecise. Another has ten. We're just saying it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how many kinim a woman has. You could have one woman that has one, another woman that has 100, and any number in between. and they all brought to the Kohen, and all the birds got confused for each other. So now they're all kanstumos. So as far as each woman is concerned, if you were able to locate her birds, so you could take whichever ones you want, do them half lamala, half lamata, and you'd be good. That would be the ones lamala would be the oldest, the ones lamata would be the chataos. Problem is, you can't identify which are her birds. So what do you do? Let's say asa kulam lamala. So it's not about what you're supposed to do, it's about what the Kohen did. So asa kulam lamala, if he did them all lamala, he brought all the birds as karbanos ola, so mechza kasher, mechza pasul. Well, half of them are supposed to be karbanos ola, so the half kasher and half are pasul, because half of them are supposed to be karbanos chatas. Kulam lamata, if he brought them all lamata, mechza kasher, mechza pasul. Again, half were supposed to be a chatas, so those half are okay. The other half are supposed to be an ola, those are not okay. Chetzi lamalan v'chetzi lamatan, hamaruba kasher. What if he brought half lamala, half lamata, then the meruba is kasher. So what does that mean? Says the Rush. Hamaruba kasher. Says the Rush. Hamaruba kasher. Hamaruba kasher. Yeah. Achas zu hamaruba kasher. Pirish ki inyan kinim hamaruba kasher. Keitzad echel lezu ubez lezu. V'hikrim gimel predos lamala. So what happened? There was one woman had one set of birds. The other woman had two sets of birds. Total of six birds. He brought three birds lamala, the gimel lamata, and three birds lamata. So dalit predos ksheros. Four of these birds were brought behechsher. Haya kanshal isha achas kulam lamata, hari nifsala chata shala va'olak shera. Meaning, even if one woman's kan was brought entirely lamala, so what would that mean? That would mean her ola was done properly and her chatos was not done properly. Upreda hagimel gamhik shera. And what would that mean about the other woman? It would mean that the third bird that was brought lamala would definitely be kasher, because it was from the other woman's birds, and you can determine whichever two birds you want to bring lamala from the other woman's birds. So the third one that was brought lamala is also kasher. V'gibel shel mata, and of the three that are brought lamata, shtei chataos shel balas shnei kinin ksheros. The two chataos from the woman who was supposed to bring two kinim are going to be kasher. Vashlishis he olish nas lamata, and then the third bird will actually turn out to be an ola, which is brought lamata upsula. Meaning, take worst case scenario: one woman has one set of birds that has to be brought; another woman has two sets of birds that are supposed to be brought. Worst case scenario is you take both of the birds from the woman who has one set of birds, and you put them both in the same place, lamala or lamata. Let's see, he's using the example, using both lamala. That's a worst case scenario. Best case scenario is one lamala, one lamata. Great, and then the other woman's birds are half lamala, half lamata, and everyone's great. The worst case scenario is the woman that had to bring two birds, one lamala, one lamata. You brought both lamala. So what did you do? You have now passeled one of those birds. One of them is kosher, one of them is pasul. You also brought a third bird, lamala, which is fine, because from the other woman, two of them are supposed to go lamala, two of them are supposed to go lamata. So the third bird you brought lamala is one of the birds that are supposed to go lamala from the other woman. Now let's look at what must have been brought lamata. If woman A's two birds were both brought lamala, so then that means woman B had one bird brought lamala and three birds brought lamata. She was only supposed to have two birds brought lamata. So one of the birds that's brought lamata is going to be pasul. So you will now have you will have two psulim in the mixture. So that's the way it's going to work out. Unclear exactly how it fits the words of the Mishnah precisely, but that's how it's going to work out. Zak klal. This is the rule. Now the Mishnah just expresses everything we just said, just in basic terminology rather than giving a case. Kol makom shatiyachol lachlok asakinim shlo yu mishal isha achas bein milamalan bein milamatan mechza kasher mechza pasul. Any time you can have a situation where you could divide up the kinim, where they're not going to all belong to one woman, meaning the two got mixed together, and they're even numbers. Each woman was supposed to bring an even number of kinim, so then it's always going to be half of them are kasher, half of them are pasul. V'kol makom sheinati yachalach l'kasakinim atchu mishal isha achas bein milamalan bein matan hamaruba kasher. But any time where you're not going to be able to divide it in that way, then it's going to be the maruba kasher. Meaning just restating the first half of the Mishnah, where the first half of the Mishnah said that if you do kulam lamala, so it's mechsa kasher mechsa pasul, kulam lamata is mechsa and mechsa. But if you do half and half, then hamaruba kasher. Then the number of birds in the maruba in the largest kan is going to be kasher, and the number of birds that you had in the smallest kan, that's how it fits the words, the number of birds that are going to be in the smallest kan is possible. In the example that we gave, you had one kan that had two birds, another that had four birds, right? Another woman had to bring, one woman had to bring two birds, another woman had to bring four birds, and it worked out that four birds were kosher, only two birds were possible. So that's what it means. So maruba kosher, the amount of birds that were in the larger group, the amount of birds that had to be brought by the woman who had to bring more was kosher. If you plug it into a different case, let's say one woman had to bring two birds, another woman had to bring six birds, right? Three olos and three chatos. So worst case scenario, you do him half and half. So now it's a total of eight birds. You bring four birds lamala and four birds lamata. Worst case scenario, of the four birds you brought lamala, two of them were both from the woman that had to bring achas lamala v'achas lamata. So one of those was pasul, right? The other two birds that you brought lamala are going to be kosher because they are from the woman who had to bring six birds, and three of her birds had to be lamala. So these are two of those three. Now of the four that are brought lamata, well, one of the three of them are supposed to be brought lamata, right, by the second woman, and one of them is not supposed to be brought lamata. It was with the second woman's bird that was not supposed to be brought lamata. So we'll turn out again in that case, how much is going to be pasul? Two birds, only two birds are going to be possible. So no matter how you change the numbers in terms of the amount of birds the second woman is supposed to bring, if the first woman was only supposed to bring two birds, and at the end of the day, the Kohen did half lamala, half lamata, the way it's always going to work out is that only two birds are going to be possible. And if you adjust the numbers that the woman, one woman was supposed to bring six birds, and the other woman was supposed to bring 30 birds, so then six birds will be possible. No matter how you adjust the numbers, it's always hamaruba kasher. The number of birds that was supposed to be brought by the woman who was supposed to bring more birds is going to be kasher. The number of birds that was supposed to be brought by the woman who was supposed to bring less birds is going to be pasul. That's always the way that it's going to play out. Good. So that's why the Mishnah states it in rule form, that there is a rule that's operative over here. Mishnah Gimel. Chatos lezu, ola lezu. Let's say one woman has to bring a chatos, the other woman has to bring an ola. Asa kulam lamalan, mechza kasher, mechza pasul. And you bring them all lamala as a olos. So then it's half kasher, half pasul. What does it mean? Chatos lezu, ola lezu. So the Rush explains. First of all, you have to know the rule. The rule is, when you have an animal that's not a kanstuma, you have an animal, a bird that's already designated as a korban chatos, or a bird that's already designated as a korban ola, and it gets mixed in with the other kind. Let's say you have a chatos that's mixed in with 10,000 olos. None of them may be brought. They're all they all have to be left to die. So Vashminan Hacha, so our mission is coming to tell me, great, that's what you would tell somebody if they ask, should I bring it, should I not bring it? Our mission is coming to tell me, Dim lo nimlacha koin, va'asa kulam lamala, o kulam lamata, mechza kasher mechza pasul. We would have told him, don't bring anything. But let's say he didn't ask, and he ended up bringing half lamala, half lamata. So then, it's going to be half kasher, half pasul. La afuke midirava dam perakata roves, hashta dam rabbanan lo sakrivim hikriv, lo mirtzi. And this is against the Shita of Rava, who said that, wait, if we would have told the guy not to be makriv, then by definition, if he is makriv, it is not going to be meratza, it's not going to be a valid korban. So we're saying not so. We have to look at the math and see if it works out, what would be automatically valid, what would not be valid. So if he does, if he decides to do kulam lamala, so we know one of these birds is a carbonola, so that one is kosher. So the mechza kosher, mechza pasul, the other bird is a carbon chatos. Good, so that one's going to be pasul if he did kulam lamala. If he does kulam lamata, the Mishnah goes on to say mechza kosher, mechza pasul. Again, makes a lot of sense. There was an ola a definite ola that was mixed in with a definite chatos. So if he would ask, we would tell him don't bring anything because you might get it wrong. So you're not allowed to bring any of these birds, but if he did them all lamata, so the chatas was gotten right. The ola was gotten wrong. So it's half kasher, half pasul. Again, la'afuke, the shita of Rava, that if you did something inappropriately that you weren't supposed to do, then by definition, Rava held, it's not going to be, you're not going to be yotzei anything. What if you did chetzia lamalan, v'chetzia lamatan, shtem psulos? Then again, we always assume worst case scenario. So if you did, let's say there were two birds exactly, one ola, one chatas, they got mixed in with each other, and you brought one bird lamala, one bird lamata, both birds are going to be possible. Shani yomer, chatas kreve lamalan, v'ola lamatan. Because we have the right to assume that the worst case, that you brought the chatas lamala as if it were a carbon ola, and the ola lamata as if it were a carbon chatas. Okay, that mission is probably, again, with the perish of the rush, just the most straightforward, simple mishnah in the parak, right? Just chatas, ola get mixed together, so it's logical that if you bring them both lamala, the ola was good, you bring them both lamata, the chatas was good, you bring them one lamata, you may have messed up, you may have switched them up for each other, and they're both bad. Good. Mishnah dalit. Chatas viola stuma umafureshes. You have a chatas na'ola and a stuma and mufureshes. So asa kula namalan, mechsa kasher, mechsa pasul. You bring everything as if they were a carbon ola, they're going to be half kasher, half pasul. Kula namatan, mechsa kasher, mechsa pasul. You bring them all lamata, it's half kasher, half pasul. Chetsa namalan, chetsa lamata, in kasher el stuma. If you bring half lamala, half lamata, well, since there's a kan stuma in the mix, so the stuma is going to be kasher, because you have the right to determine which one is going to be the ola and which one is going to be the chatas. If you look at the Rush, the Chatas ve'ola pirush Rachel ve'Leah shalachlu gimel kinin b'shutin. That what happened? You have Rachel and Leah that bought three pairs of birds together. They bought three kinim together. Leah tzricha in the bottom over here. It's the Hagos Ya'ir kino changes it to Leah tzricha ola v'kan shalim echad. Echad chatas ve'echad ola. Tainu shtei olas v'chatas. Leah needed to bring a carbon ola. Let's say she already brought her chatas from. Let's say it like this. Leah had two babies. Rachel had two babies. So each of them has to bring technically four birds. Each of them has to bring two chatas, two olas, because they each had twins. They each had two babies, right? So thing is, Leah already brought her chatas. So Leah for one of the babies. So Leah now needs to bring three birds. She needs to bring one kan plus the ola from the set that she already brought the chatas. So in total, she's going to need to bring two olas and a chatas. Rachel already brought her ola for one of the sets, so she's going to need to bring one chatas, two chataos, and one ola. So that's what's going on over here. So echavasu chatas rachel va'ola leiv v'kan echad. So one of the kinim they decide to split. One of the kinim they decide, you know what, Leah, you're missing an ola, so you could take this the ola in this kan. Rachel, you're missing a chatas, you could take the chatas in this kan. And one of the kinim they leave stuma, and they're not koveh which one is for a chatas, which one is for an ola. But they don't say which kan belongs to Rachel and which kan belongs to Leah. That they never determined. So they had to buy three kinim, one kan that belongs entirely to Rachel, one kan that belongs entirely to Leah, and one where they're koveh, chatas and an ola, whoever needs the chatas gets the chatas, whoever needs the ola gets the ola. And one of these kinim is a kan stuma, but they never determine whose is what. Whose is the kan stuma, whose is the kan mefureshes. See if he does kulan lamalan. So again, exactly of these six birds, exactly half of them are supposed to be olos. So it's obviously mechsa kasha, mechsa pasul. If he does kulan lamatan, of these six birds, exactly half of them are supposed to be chatos. So it's going to be mechsa pasha, mechsa pasul. If he does half lamala, half lamata, so the stuma is still going to be kasher, because wherever the stuma was brought, that's the stuma could be determined as a chatas and an ola. Vimis chalekas b'nein. The only thing is, I'm not sure if vimis chalekas b'nein. It sounds like it means that. It sounds logical that it should mean that. Really, how do you know that the entire stuma wasn't brought lamala, or the entire stuma wasn't brought lamata? So even amongst the stuma, only half of the stuma is going to be kasher. because wherever it was brought, meaning it's not necessarily that the entire stuma is going to be kasher, because he did mechsa lamala v'mechsa lamata, but you don't know that he took the kan stuma and split it half lamala, half lamata. The kan stuma could have been in one place, so maybe that's what v'mis chalak is b'nei. The Rashi doesn't explain that line, but maybe that's what it means, that in the kan stuma it's going to be. Oh, he does explain that line. Yeah, he says v'yaviu od kan achas b'nei'en. He doesn't really explain. He just says, and they have to bring another kan from amongst them to make it work. With the tonight, they bring another kan with the tonight. That if the first ola was for Rachel and the chatos was for Leah, so in this second kan, the ola will be for Leah and the chatos will be for Rachel. And if it was the reverse, then they'll go the reverse. Fine. Mishnah Hey, chatos shenis arvu b'chova. In kasher aluminium chatos shebechova. Let's say you have a chatos that gets mixed in with a kan chova. So kan chova means one ola, one chatos. So it's shava b'shava though. It means that let's say you have two chatos that get mixed in with two birds of chova. So the two birds of chova, one's supposed to be a chatos, one's supposed to be an ola. The two chatos are both chatos, right? That's the so it's of a total of four birds. In that case, three of them should have been chatos, and one of them should have been an ola. So in kasher eliminin chatos shebechova. So what's going to be kasher? Only the amounts of chatos that are in the chova. So in our case, where it's one kan of chova, where it's one chatos, one ola, and two chatos that gets mixed in, so only one chatos is going to be kosher. If it was, let's say, six chatos that gets mixed in with three kinim, so then, meaning three kinim where half a chatos, half a ola, so three chatos are going to be kosher. Chova shnayim bechatos. Let's say the chova is double the amount of the chatos. Mechza kasher umechza pasul. Then it's going to be half kasher and half pasul. The Rosh again explains chatos and nesarva bechova pir shava b'shava. An even amount is the first case. Nesarva chatos bechova. Shtei chatos bekan chova stuma or dalad chatos b'shnei kinin chova. Whether it be two chatos being mixed in with one kan of a chova that's sasum, or four chatos being mixed in with two kinim of chova that is sasum. Umishum to tani basrachi chova shnayim bechatos, chatos shnayim bechova, taniacha chatos shenasarva bechova. The reason why it gives the case of shava b'shava is because we're about to introduce cases where the chatos is twice as much as the chova, or the chova is twice as much as the chatos. So we said that in kasher eliminin chatos shebechova, mishum dika lemeimer dasa beis chatos lemala v'nifsulu. So because we have the right to assume that maybe you took both chatos, both vade chatos, and you did them both lamala, so those both became pasul, and then you did the chova, the entire chova lamata, let's say both birds of chova lamata, which would mean that the ola in the chova is pasul, the chatos in the chova is kosher. And the same is true if you have dalet chatos and beis kinim of chova, that you have a total of eight birds. What did you do? You did half lamala, half lamata. So it's possible that the four chatos you did all of them, again, we always assume worst case, you did all of them lamala, so all of them are out, and of the four birds in the two kinim stumos, you did all four lamata, so two of them were supposed to be chatos, so two of them are kasher, and two of them are pasul. That's why it's mechza mechza. That's why it's the halacha is that the amount of chatos in the chova is going to be the amount that's kasher. Now, chova shnayim bechatos means the chova is twice as much as the chatos. You have two kinim of chova and two chatos birds. Two kinim of chova means four birds of chova that are stumos, that two of which are supposed to be nola, two of which are supposed to be chatos, and two chatos birds. And you had, so it's a total of six birds. And what did you do? You did three lamala, three lamata. Worst case scenario, so maybe of the three lamala, you took the two chataos and both of them were done lamala. If that was the case, those both are going to be pasul. But what about the remaining four birds that you brought? You brought another one bird lamala. Great, that's one of the olos from the kinim of chova. And of the three you did lamata, all of them were from the kinim of chova, and therefore only two of them were kasher. So you have and the third one was pasul, and therefore you have a total of four pasul birds. Right, both chataos that you did lamala are pasul. Three pasul birds. Both chatos you did lamala are pasul. The third one that you did lamala is from the kan stuma. That actually counts as nola. That's good. of the three that you brought lamata, two of them are kasher, because two of them are from the kanchova, so that's fine, and one of them is pasul, so you're left with a total of three pasul birds, half of them being pasul. So that's what the Mishnah says. Chov shnayim b'chatas, mechza shnayim, u'mechza pasul. That's what the Mishnah says. On the top of chav dalet and beis, half of them are going to be kasher, half of them are going to be pasul. Chatos shnayim b'chova. Let's say you have twice as many chatos as you have chova. Let's pick a case. You have four birds of chatos that are definite chatos, and one kanstuma of chova, which means two birds. One kanstuma of chova, one's supposed to be an ola, one's supposed to be a chatos. So, and you did mechzal lemala, mechzal lemata again, right? So what did you do? It was a total of six birds. You brought three lemala, three lemata. Let's assume that of the three birds you brought lemala, all three of them were chatos, that were, because again, you had four chatos to begin with. All three of them were chatos, they're all pasul. Now, you still have one more chatos, you brought that one lamata, that one is going to be kasher, and the remaining two birds were from your kanchova, so your kanchova was supposed to be one lamala, one lamata, you ended up doing both lamata, so one of the kanchova is going to be pasul. So at the end of the day, what do you have? One of the kanchova being pasul, and three of the four chatos being pasul. So of your six birds, you have messed up four of them. So haminyan shebechova kasher. So the amount of birds that were in the chova is kasher. You've messed up four, which means you have two that are kasher. Two happen to have been the number that were included in the chova. And again, you plug in any other number, and that would work as well. Meaning, let's say you had four birds of chova, that two of them were supposed to be chatos, two of them were supposed to be olos, and you had eight chatos that were mixed in. So a total of 12 birds, and you brought six lamala, six lamata. So you had eight chatos, you brought six birds lamala, you could assume, let's assume the worst case scenario, all six of those were chatos, so they're all pasul. Your other two chatos you brought lamata are going to be kosher. Of the four birds of chova, you brought them all lamata, two of them are kasher, two of them are pasul. So it turns out that you brought four total kosher birds. So it always works out that the number of kosher birds is going to be the number of chovos when the chatos are twice what the chovos is supposed to be. Now the rest of the Mishnah is easy, because the rest of the Mishnah just takes out the word chatos and replaces it with the word ola, and you know, and you assume worst case scenarios, you brought them all lamata. So it's the same halacha. V'chein ola shenisarva b'chova. If you have a carbon ola that gets mixed in with a chova, let's say it gets mixed in shava b'shava, ein kasha l'minyan olos shebechova. So the number of olos in the chova is going to be the number of kosher birds that you brought. Chova shnayim ba'ola. If you have twice as many chovos as you do ola, let's say you have four chovos, two kinim stumos, four birds that are chovos, and two birds that are karbanos ola, mechza kasher, mechza pasul. It's going to be half kasher, half pasul. And again, you do the math, it works out. Why is it mechza kasher, mechza pasul? Because you assume that both of your birds that were karbanos ola, you accidentally brought lamata, and the third bird that you brought lamata is fine, right? And then of the three birds that you brought lamala, the two of them are fine, and one of them is not fine. So it works out that it's mechza kasher or mechza pasul. That on the three you brought lamata, two were pasul. The three you brought lamala, two were one was pasul. Fine. Ola shnayim b'chova, if the ola is twice as much as the chova, so hamin yisha b'chova kasher. So again, it's always going to be the number of birds in the chova is kasher, because you assume worst case scenario, let's say you had four olos and two birds of chova, so it's a total of six birds, you brought three lamata, three lamata. Assume worst case scenario, of the three you brought lamata, all of them were olos. Of the three you brought lamala, one of them was a definite ola, and the remaining two were a kanstuma. So two of the birds that you brought lamala ended up being kasher, and the other four birds, the other bird that you brought lamala and the three that you brought lamata were all pasul. So how many are kasher? The number of birds that were included, that were in the chova. So it works out exactly the same as the first half of the Mishnah. No great chidushim in the second half of the Mishnah. We just changed the case up to a karban ola instead of a karban chatos. Now comes the difficult Mishnah. Others say, people who learn kinim for real say that some of the Mishnahs we just did were the difficult ones, but if you're, you know, just reading with the Pirush HaRash, so those Mishnahs weren't as challenging. This one is much more confusing. Ha'isha sha'amra, a woman, because there are many more mistakes that are made along the way, and this whole parak is about mistakes. They just brought it, and they don't know. So we're going to keep building holding on how much you could mess up in terms of not knowing and the ramifications of that. So Yisha Shamra, woman says, first it starts out simple. A woman is excited to have a baby boy, so she says, if I give birth to a baby boy, I am hereby taking a neder that I'm going to bring a kan, that I'm going to bring an extra. Of course, I'm going to be chayiv to bring a kan, because you'll let us, let's bring a kan. I'm going to bring an extra one. So she takes a neder, she's going to bring an extra kan when she has a baby boy. So Yelda Zachar, Mevi'ah Shtei Kinim, Achas Nidra V'Achas L'Chavasa. Can't be more simple than that. She has a baby boy, so she brings two kinim. One because she had a baby, and the other because she took a neder that when she has a baby, she's going to bring another kan. Great, that's very straightforward. Nasnasan the Kohen, HaKohen Tzarech Lasos Gimel Predin Milamalan, V'Achas Milamatan. She gives it to the Kohen. Also very straightforward. What should he do? She gave four birds to the Kohen. The Kohen should bring three of them Lamal Michot HaSikra, one of them Lamata. Why? Because the Kan that she had to bring as a Chiyuv is Achas Echad Chatas V'Echad Olva, right? And the Kan that she brought as a Neder, well, all Nedarim are always all Olos. You can't bring a Chatas as a Neder and a Dava. So they're always going to be Olos. So she has two birds that are being brought as a Neder. Those should both be Olos. And two birds that are being brought as a Chiyuv, one of which is Nola, one of which is a Chatas. If the Kohen knows what he's doing, he brings three Lamala and one Lamata. Here's where the trouble begins, though. Lo asakein, el shtayim milamal and shtayim milamata, v'lo nimlach. The guy didn't realize that they gave him four birds, and he assumed, oh, four birds, okay, half Lamala, half Lamata. And he didn't ask, he didn't pay attention to what he was doing, or ask a question about what he should do. So now, what was she yotze, what was she not yotze? So typically speaking, when there are two kinim that a person has to bring, a chova and a nedava, we assume that the first one is the chova, that the first set that she brings is l'shem the chova. So the kohen here brought shtayim lamata and shtayim lamalan. Tzrich lahavi od preda achas v'yakrivenim lamalan. So it's a very simple case still. All she has to do is bring one more bird, because only one bird was messed up. The one bird that was one, the one extra one that was brought me lamata was messed up because of her kan chova good. One was brought lamala, one was brought lamata. Of her kan nedava, it was supposed to both be brought lamala. One was brought lamala, one was brought lamata. Good. So bring another bird to make up to me lamala to make up for the missing one in the nedava. That's all if it's me min echad. That's all if all four birds were Bnei Yonah, let's say. So good, then it's a very simple case. That's all she would have to do. But here's where it gets confusing. What if there were Shnei Minim, and we know that in each set, in each pair, you have to have the same Min. If I'm going to bring a Kan, the Kan has to have two Bnei Yonah or two Torim. It can't have one Torim, one Bnei Yonah. Right? So she brings Mishnei Minin, then Tavi Shtai. Now she's going to have to bring an extra two birds. Why? Says the Rush. Imivia Torum Bnei Yonah, V'isha Shivia L'Koin Chavasa V'Nidra, V'Kriva Koin Stam, Harishon L'Chavasa V'Beis L'Nidra. So first of all, the rule is that whatever the coin brought first, that we assume fulfills her Chiyuv. Whatever the coin brings second, that we assume is for her Neder. The only thing is, Ve'in yadua is mehen karavachron. He doesn't know which one he brought second. Shevi Moshe Amin Gozel Shenifsela. Now, whatever he brought second, one of them is puzzled, because whatever he brought second counts as the nedava. And in the nedava, he did one lamala, one lamata. So he took Bnei Yonah and he brought one lamala, one lamata, and he took Torim and he brought one lamala, one lamata. But he doesn't know which one he did first. If he did the Torim first, good, that was the chova. And the Bnei Yonah was the nedava. And he messed up one Ben Yonah, so she would have to bring one Ben Yonah. But he might have done Bnei Yonah first, in which case the Bnei Yonah were the Chova, and the Torim were the Nedava, and he messed up one Tar. So now she's going to have to bring two birds, one Tar, one Bnei Yonah, to account for his mistake, for his not remembering which one he brought first. Persha Nidra, let's say she was Mefarish, which one was supposed to be for her Neder. She was explicit. At the time she made the Neder, she said, I'm bringing a Kan of Torim. Or she said, I'm bringing a Kan of Bnei Yonah as my Neder. But she doesn't remember which one she said as her Neder. She knows, now she's messing up. It's not just the Kohen. She knows that she said a specific type of bird for her Neder, but she doesn't remember what she said for her neder. So then, Srich Lavi Od Gimel Preidin Minachad. Then if initially the four birds she gave to the Kohen were all from one min, she's going to have to bring another three birds. Why? If she gave the right min to the Kohen, great, then she only has to bring one more bird. But if she gave the wrong min to the Kohen, she has to bring her entire neder. And what's her entire neder? Two birds. So now she's going to have to bring three birds. One from the min that she gave to the Kohen. Let's say she gave to the Kohen Bnei Yonah. So she'll have to bring one Ben Yonah and two Torim. And that way she'll cover her bases on the neder. Mishnei Minin. Let's say she gave the Kohen two Bnei Yonah and two Torim, and she knows her neder was something, but she doesn't remember which one it was, so the Kohen might have gotten the wrong one. He may have, so then she's going to have to bring four birds, two Torim and two Bnei Yonah, because her neder may not have been fulfilled at all, and she doesn't know which way it wasn't fulfilled at all, so therefore she has to cover all the bases of her neder and bring four new birds. Fine. That's still fairly simple. Now we move on. More mistakes. Kava Nidra, Tzrich Lahavi Od Chamesh Predin. If she was Kaveh her neder, meaning she was Kaveh to bring on the kan of her chova, she said, "I'm going to bring a kan if I give birth to a baby boy. I'm going to bring a kan as a neder together with my chova." So she said that she's going to be koveya at the same time, together with her chova. So her intention is that even though the kan of neder is only two birds, she says she's going to bring three at one time. And she was mefarish what type of bird it should be, but she didn't remember what type of bird she was mefarish. Then she's going to have to bring chamesh predin mimenecha. That's if she gave the kohen one min to begin with. So then she's going to have to bring five new birds over here. But mishnei minim, but if she gave the kohen two birds, right, why is she going to have to bring five birds if she gave the kohen one min to begin with? Five birds all for an ola. If the first ones were mimin echad, or they were from beis minim, she's going to have to bring shtei storim, shnei bnei yonah for the safek, which one was which, and she has to bring another ola from the min of the ola schova in order to attach it together with the neder. But mishnei minin, if she gave the kohen shnei minim to begin with, tavishesh, she's now going to have to bring six birds. Not because four for the various possibilities of the neder and nedava, and then another two to attach on to the neder and nedava. Nasan the kohen ve'ini yodas ma nasna. If she doesn't know what she gave to the kohen, if she gave him Torah and Yonah, this one, both, she has no idea. Valach kohen vasa ve'ini yodas ma asa, and the kohen didn't. He has no idea what he did. Half the mala, half the mata, all the mata, all the mala. No one knows what happened. Tzrich lavi od predin arba l'nidra u'shtayim l'chavasa. Now she's going to have to start again. She's going to have to bring two birds for her chiyuv, right? One lamala, one lamata. She's going to have to bring four birds for her neder, because her neder was either torim or it was bnei yonah. So she's got to bring two torim and two bnei yonah for the chiyuv. V'chatas achas. Plus she's going to have to bring a single chatas. Why? Because she said that the neder is going to be brought together with her chatas. So she has to now attach it to that chatas. Benazi omer shtei chatos. Benazi says, no, she's going to have to bring shtei chatos because he's lishitaso, that everything goes basa the rishon. And maybe they did all the mala, and she was yotzei her chiyuv of ola, so she now has to bring a chatos of the min that her ola was. So her ola was already nikva, because they did it lamala. So she has to bring the same min that her ola was for a chatos, but they don't know what min that is. So she's got to bring both. She's got to bring two chatos to match up the two possible minim that were brought for the ola. Okay, that concludes the difficult part of Masechta Kiddushin. Mr. Shem will pick up Daf Chaf Hei Amud Aleph at the top tomorrow.